From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hundreds of millions of dollars in economic aid for Ethiopia and Kenya. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump announced today it will provide an additional $169 million in humanitarian aid to the drought-stricken African countries of Ethiopia and Kenya. The U.S. Agency for International Development said the funds, over $136 million for Ethiopia and almost $33 million for Kenya, would be used for emergency food aid, nutrition supplies, and health services. USAID said nearly 8 million Ethiopians are in need of urgent humanitarian aid. Without it, the agency said, food insecurity could reach catastrophic levels. In Kenya, USAID said some 2.6 million people are acutely food insecure. The latest round of humanitarian aid increases to $458 million, the amount of assistance the U.S. has provided to Ethiopia and Kenya this fiscal year. President Donald Trump signed into law a measure sanctioning Russia. And Moscow doesn't like it. The sanctions measure, which passed overwhelmingly in the U.S. Congress, reprimands Russia for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Now, the meddling is a charge Russia has denied, but U.S. intelligence agencies all say they did it. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of?
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump signed the measure into law in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran.